producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Media News. Victoria Jones joins us. And Victoria, Donald Trump digs his heels in the sand and not going to Israel. Flush this out for us.
He tweeted 7:12 Monday morning, "I have decided to postpone my trip to Israel and to schedule my meeting with Netanyahu at a later date after I become president of the U.S. and then he said on Fox News on Thursday morning, "I didn't," this is baffling if you think about Netanyahu, "I didn't want to put him under pressure." Because Netanyahu is such a delicate flower.
Which he's not.
No, I added that last week. I mean, if you think about Netanyahu, how tough he is,
yeah,
what he deals with in the powder keg of the Middle East, really, you think he's going to think that dealing with Trump is pressure? Because what? Because pressure is so tough. He was going to go to the Temple Mount, by the way, the contested Jerusalem holy site, you know, that's been a major source of friction between Israel and the Palestinians. That would have been difficult. Now, Netanyahu was facing backlash over the meeting because they think that Trump's plan to ban Muslims is discriminatory. And Netanyahu did reject Trump's remarks on Wednesday, but he said the meeting would go on as a matter of policy because he's willing to meet with all the American presidential candidates. But no. The other interesting thing is now this is changing rapidly. So the moment that I speak this, the numbers will have changed. But I reckon that by the time you are off the air today, it wouldn't surprise me if there are as many as 500,000 signatures on the UK petition to block Donald Trump from UK entry. It would not surprise me if it's nearly half a million signatures, and Parliament will consider it for a debate.
Wow, yet he still continues to rise in the polls, and he knows this, and he continues to dominate the headlines. And you and I don't have crystal balls. We don't know to what end, but even if there's backlash from the UK, other countries, opponents, people that he's facing in his bid for the presidency on the Republican side, do you think, I mean, this guy's in it to stay, right?
Yes, he's in it to stay. And in fact, in an interview with the Washington Post from the 3rd of December, so that's just before his Muslim comments, he said, "I will never leave the race." And then he was pressed again by the Post. And apparently he waved one arm over his head as if to clear away everything and remove all doubt. "I will never leave this race," he said.
In the meantime, of course, Hillary Clinton was asked about it, and she threw all the Republicans into the same pot, saying that the rhetoric is wrong, blah, blah, blah. Does this just completely help her? And if she just lays in the weeds and continues to talk about what she'll do as president, does this just suit her perfectly?
Yes, it helps her the more outrageous he is, particularly since he's now in the 30 percentile in the polls. I mean, the most recent poll has him, let me just have a quick look. He's now got 35% of Republican primary voters in the most recent poll. Yeah,
wow.
This is fascinating. So that helps her. And he's threatening once again that if he's not treated with decorum by the Republican establishment, he might consider an independent bid. And, of course, that helps her.
Yeah, which would be outrageous. So in Washington, quickly on the Hill, they wrap up here, right? By the 18th, they want to be out of town. Are any giant pieces of legislation going to get passed in between?
Possibly not, except the omnibus, which is giant. I mean, that's is literally thick, as thick as a giant. That is a spending bill, which is supposed to be passed by Friday. But guess what? Unlike those of us in the media who have to make our deadlines, they're going to blow past their deadline and push it back into Wednesday of next week, because they're stuck on what are known as these riders, these controversial add-ons to the bill, and they can't agree on them. So they're going to have possibly even work in the weekend because they want to get out of here. And so they're going to keep working, and they're going to stay next week. And what's interesting is that the president threatened that he would not sign a short-term continuing resolution, as it's known, and that's what they're going to be presenting him with.
Wow. All right, Victoria Jones, it's never dull, that's for sure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right, so you heard Victoria there from Talk Media News. You know, an interesting side note, I'd love for all of you to weigh in. I say that as we get closer to results season and then we're into the primaries, the conversation starts to begin as to who would be running mates, you know, the possible running mates. And I saw something the other day and I kind of, you know, poo-pooed it, threw it aside. But apparently this is no joke. This is a real possibility. Donald Trump is thinking of his daughter as a running mate. Wow. That would be so unprecedented. I mean, listen, she has a brain. She went to an Ivy League school. She helped run the business. She certainly has not been in politics. But can you imagine? And I wonder if, you know, how serious that is, or this is just more of the folly kind of going along the way. But I'm going to throw this question out to you. If you really like Donald Trump, and even we had Kinky Friedman on, there couldn't be anyone more than left and left than Ellen Ratner and Kinky Friedman, and he said, hey, he liked what the one thing about Donald Trump is that he said what it was. He talked about what he thought, and he wasn't beholden to anybody. He said, wouldn't it be interesting a Bernie Sanders Donald Trump ticket? So who do you think, first of all, would just push Donald Trump over the top? Or here's the other part of this. If really, seriously, his daughter was on the ticket, if his daughter was on the ticket, would you vote for Donald Trump? Or would you just say, hey, she might be smart, she might be talented, but yeah, no. Would it affect your decision that much? I'm going to throw this out. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Or what say you through the miracle of email, americatonight.net. You can email me there. Curious as to whether or not that would just slam the window shut on Trump for you, where you'd say, eh. Throwing in his daughter, yeah, that's too much. It's like somebody said, can you imagine, it almost it would be like throwing Bill Clinton on the ticket with Hillary Clinton. Hey, you were president twice, back-to-back terms. How about being the VP under your wife? I mean, nepotism. I think that would be not a smart move on his part. And I don't know much about her. And so it's not even about her. It's just, it's not running a company, running the country. I don't know that we would have the appetite for it. It is kind of an intriguing question. And then it brings up the question of who would be the perfect running mate if he were the nominee. Who would be the perfect running mate for Donald Trump? Hang with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
America. Believe it or not, there is more to what's happening in the world than Donald Trump. However, he's 75% of it. Coming up, reaction to Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and a whole bunch of political mashup in between, plus a little music conversation. So excited about our next guest, Kinky Friedman. You know Kinky Friedman? Country singer, songwriter, novelist, humorist, politician, ran for governor of Texas even. Guy is a legend. Hangs with Willie. Told me today, we had a brief conversation, told me that Willie wrote 1,000 songs. 1,000 songs. Man. He writes funny things and he has a whole bunch of funny sayings. I talked to him, gosh, maybe 7 or 8 years ago in my career, and he was hilarious. He came into a studio where I was doing a morning show. So, such a thrill to talk to Kinky Friedman. I want to give you a couple of his quotes. I mean, there's so many. He says, money can buy you a fine dog, but only love can make him wag his tail. He's a huge animal lover. He also said, the only currency I value is the coin of the spirit. That's very important in my life. And then he said one other thing. And this is funny because he's so tight with Willie Nelson. He's tight with Willie Nelson and Dwight Yoakam. And it's not a who's who for him because they're his pals. But he says, if Willie Nelson had been Rosa Parks, there never would have been a civil rights movement in this country because he refuses to leave the back of the bus. He refuses. All right, Hillary Clinton never met a microphone she didn't like once she got past Benghazi, that is. 11 hours of being drilled, and that was enough. Now the spotlight is in another position, and it's not raining down on her. The 75% on Trump. So she reacted to what Donald Trump had to say, and here was her take.
Now, some of the other Republican candidates have finally said that these latest comments have gone too far, but the truth is, a lot of them have said some pretty extreme things, too. Their language may be more veiled, less, you know, dramatic, but their ideas aren't so different.
Okay, so that was Hillary on Trump, and then she turned it into all of them are the same. She's running for president. Throw them all into one pot and cook them up so that she ultimately is crowned the queen. And then Donald Trump talked about Hillary Clinton.
I will beat Hillary. The one person that Hillary doesn't want to run against, and I know a lot of people inside because I get along with Democrats, with Republicans, with liberals, with everybody. The one person that they don't want to run against is me.
All right. He says they don't want to run against me. I think the third party scenario that I threw out sets up nicely for Hillary Clinton. And this is why somebody today, on a show where they were doing predictions and they had an astrologist on and they had all kinds of different folks from all walks of life, and they asked me if I would come on. My buddy Ryan McCormick asked me if I would come onto the show and do 2016 predictions, and I thought, well, how many cups of coffee have I had this morning? So when you press me now today, and it's an answer you're going to hate, you're going to hate this answer for most of the people listening to this show. But the way it's looking now, which is the problem for the Republicans, is that Hillary Clinton, she locks this up. Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States. It's so surprising in a sense because of what she had to go through with the emails. Nothing happened with that in the end. And even if it's being pursued, that's not going to pop out. That's not the jack in the box that's going to get her. And the same with Benghazi. That's it, whether or not there's questions about it, it doesn't matter because she did the 11 hours and now the focus is on other people anyway. So while the Republicans are having their wild-ass circus. So basically, we don't know what's going to happen. We see that there's the, we've got debates, which I think are fascinating, I do have to say. But we have all these debates, and we have a whole bunch of people who are getting no numbers. If I'm Priebus, what I really want to happen is I want to narrow the gap. I want some of the players to dump out. The people who are getting 1%, just dump them out. I don't want the kids' table really anymore. I'd rather just have the focus across to really hone in. That means in the meat of 2 hours, you'd see more of Trump or Rubio or Cruz or Carson, whoever it is, and you'd see less of the people who just aren't pulling well. They're not pulling the poll numbers. That would be what I would want to see. Not fracture it as much. And certainly, at this point, be very careful with Donald Trump. Do you see the scenario, even though that's not what you want to see happen, do you see the scenario where it's very tenuous, it's a high-wire act, and Hillary Clinton right now has the best footing on that high wire unless some unforeseen story breaks that knocks her off the wire, that boom, pushes her off, and splat, there it goes. But right now, I don't see it. By the way, reaction on Donald Trump from Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali aimed the message squarely at the Donald, saying that he doesn't understand Islam. Specifically, what his message was this, that the recent global terrorism crisis has perverted people's views on what Islam is. Remember, Ali became a Muslim, changed his name from Cassius Clay when he was in the middle of his thriving career as one of the best boxers, greatest boxers in history. So there was a statement that was sent out as all the Trump messages were being broadcast. He said, "I'm a Muslim, and there's nothing Islamic about killing innocent people in Paris, San Bernardino, or anywhere else in the world." He said, "True Muslims know the ruthless violence of so-called Islamic jihadists goes against the very tenets of our religion. We as Muslims have to stand up to those who use Islam to advance their own personal agenda. They've alienated many from learning about Islam. One of the main principles now, forget about the wall, forget about immigration, but one of the main principles of Trump's campaign is now switched to specifically Muslims, but still you could go back to immigration because this would fall in line with that in the same funnel. Because of San Bernardino, a national Muslim database for restrictions on Muslims wishing to travel to the United States. So Muhammad Ali has some thoughts on it. And we may start hearing from other athletes and those who practice the Islam religion, who read the Quran, who may step out of the shadows and have something to say about what's happening. You know, if it were me and this were my baby, my religion, I would have said what Muhammad Ali said a long time ago. Even if it's risky, because you could say it's risky, you could become a target. Remember the cartoonist. You have to have panic rooms when you draw a cartoon about the Prophet Muhammad. Certainly we saw, because of what happened in Paris before that, Charlie Hebdo, horrific, just a year ago. But that's what we were talking about. So maybe that hinders or inhibits people who are peaceful Muslims from talking out like Muhammad Ali did. Speaking up. Kinky Friedman, what does he think about our state of politics and who the next president will be? On the flip side.
I wrote these words for everyone who struggles in their youth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com.
This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What a character our next guest is. He's an American Texas country singer, songwriter, novelist. He's so prolific, it's ridiculous. It would take an hour to go through all of his work. Humorous politician, former columnist for Texas Monthly. And I'll tell you what, he ran for governor of Texas, and boy, he would have really shook things up if he had won, because there were so many people that wanted Kinky Friedman to close the deal on Governor Goodhair. That would be Rick Perry back in the day. And it's a pleasure to have him on this show. He's getting ready for a big CD birthday bash, and we're going to talk all about that and some other things as well. Kinky, thanks for stopping by.
Okay, it's a pleasure to be here.
I'll tell you what, I cannot believe that you are going to be a mere 72. You look like you're 55. Is that just good living?
Yeah, it's pretty clean living. It's kind of like Willie's case. Willie's bulletproof, you know. If he keeps doing it, God knows how old Willie is. What is he, 82? We don't count anymore. But, yeah, as long as he keeps playing, I may even keep running. We'll see. I'm 71, actually, technically. 71, though I read at the 73-year-old level.
I love that. So, you know, hanging out with Willie all those years, what could you say if you had to summarize it? What have you learned the most from Willie?
Well, probably if you fail at something long enough, you become a legend. I think that's what I've learned from Willie. That's what he told me.
I love
it. And he's kind of my therapist. He told me not to get married. Well, I haven't yet. I might as well not screw things up at this point. And then he and I discovered that we're both politically aligned for the first time. You know, we've always been spiritually on the same page, but now we're both for Bernie for president. And, you know, he wants him because of his willies to the left of everybody. But I want Bernie because I want to see a G in the White House.
I love it.
And then, okay, if he wins, if Bernie wins, it'll be the first time a Jewish family ever moved into a place a black family just moved out of.
But I'm pumped. That's right. You are dead on with that one.
it's true and it's funny. And, you know, politics is so, God, I mean, these guys, they're such a lame bunch of people that are running for office and that are elected officials these days. Really, honest to God, I'd like to limit all of them to two terms, one in office and one in prison.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people would jump on that same bandwagon. What do you make of Donald Trump? Somebody said to me today, it's Trump's world, we just live in it.
Well, you know, there's things you like and you don't like. I don't like that if he gives $1 million to a children's hospital, he's got to put his name up on the wall there. I like Mr. Anonymous better.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, I like the fact that he doesn't apologize for everything because we're all getting tired of people screwing up and apologizing for it. It just isn't working. And, you know, my definition of politics still holds true. Poly means more than one, and ticks are blood-sucking parasites. That's what we got.
Boy, isn't that the truth. So if your man Bernie Sanders doesn't get the nomination and it's Hillary Clinton, how would you feel about Clinton?
Pretty much an empty pantsuit, you know. I used to support Hillary, but not anymore.
Nope.
Pretty well done with that, and I think a lot of people feel that way. So I don't know. Trump and Bernie seem to be the least corrupt of anybody. That would be a ticket probably straight to hell, but we'll see. Who would have thought that Obama would be the Forrest Gump of all presidents, you know? He's a lot like me. He just cannot make a decision. The problem is he's president, so he needs to make some decisions.
Yeah, I think you absolutely nailed it there for sure. So let's talk about your music. How many songs have you written, like a gazillion, and now you have another CD out?
Well, not like Willie. Willie's written, he must have really literally written more than 1,000.
Wow.
And I have not that prolific, but I've also written books a lot. So
right.
We have a new book coming out, The Return of Kinky Friedman by Kinky Friedman. That'll be out maybe a couple months. But the new CD is called The Loneliest Man I Ever Met. And it's a song written by me and my friend Will Hoover when we were struggling songwriters in Nashville about 30 years ago. Kate, you were probably jumping rope in the schoolyard back then.
You're right.
I was probably selling dope in the schoolyard back then. But anyway, so the song is about Tom Paul Glazer, the Glazer brothers in Nashville. And it's kind of a mirror. It's not a song. We all feel like we're the loneliest man we ever met, or woman sometimes. And then a number of these songs are old favorites of mine, like one I can't even say the title of. My bleep's bleeped up is all I can say. But it's by Warren Zevon, and it describes, Warren wrote it when he was dying of cancer, but it describes something much more than that. It kind of aptly describes the state of our country and our world. Our bleep's bleeped up. And that song has been really, people have been downloading it like crazy, so that's one to get hold of. And the other one is Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis by Tom Waits. That's a really good song. And anyway, this is a different kind of a record. People are really digging it. It is very sparsely produced, kind of like Redheaded Stranger was. So you can bring your own imagination into play. Whereas the rest of the records that seem to be coming out of Nashville these days, they're overproduced and they sound like background music at a frat party or something like that. So you can't really think. This gives you a lot of space between the lines, this record. It does feature Willie, and it features Mickey Rayfield, Willie's harmonica player, who's a virtuoso on the deal. And it's a beauty. Produced by a young kid in New Jersey, from New Jersey, Brian Malnor, and The guitarist, Joe Cerati, is also from New Jersey, and he's terrific. And, you know, there ain't much other instrumentation on the record. It's very, very simple, and it'll surprise a lot of people, I think.
Yeah. The you know, in listening to you talk about Nashville and you talk about the music being overproduced, why do you think that is? Do you think it's because of all the shows that are out there, American Idol, et cetera, and people just get them to rush them in, you know, have a lot of publicity and sell, sell, sell?
Well, let's, you know, let's face it. We live in a Miley Cyrus universe. We have to navigate that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that idiot's name in Canada? I never can remember. Brutus, Bruce.
Yes.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I mean, when Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus are the biggest things going, you've got to, you got to buck every trend and break every rule. And when you think about it, that's what Willie's been doing his whole career. And he's always been a little ahead of the beat or behind it or whatever. He's never, he deliberately out of step with the world, which is a very good thing. We need more of that. And he was a big help on this thing on Bloody Mary Morning, which opens the record. And he's, of course, I had to get stoned with Willie, although I don't smoke pot. I want to say that. I only did it kind of as a matter of Texas etiquette to make him feel comfortable. And I got so high I needed a stepladder to scratch my ass. So, the record, that song was really fun. And, you know, my timing goes totally off every time I'm with Willie. I thought the song was taking about an hour and a half to record. And actually, it was precisely 3 minutes. Willie knew about that.
Wow, because he knows he's got his timing down. When you were there in Nashville 30 years ago, you were writing, you know, you're just a kid, we'll say. Did you think that your career would explode this way?
Well, I certainly didn't. I mean, I wish it would. There was something really beautiful about those old days. And, you know, there's a window in time. I was telling Willie how disappointed I was with Nashville, the way it looks now. You know, it's all corporate. They got songs written by committees of four and five people, and you know, nothing is just a couple of songwriters hanging out anymore. You don't see much of that. And Willie disagreed. He says, "No, Nashville is still the dream. You know, there's still a kid in a pickup truck with guitars and a suitcase full of songs that's heading to Nashville." And so, you know, I mean, there may be some hope. I don't much like the music that's coming out. I listen to it at gunpoint, you know, the country music that's just heard from Dwight Yoakam today. Now, he's a great one, you know, but there ain't many like him. And, I mean, if I had all of Dwight's God-given singing talent, I'd be dead right now, I'm sure. And he's brilliant. Maybe there's something to the fact that he's never smoked any kind of tobacco or dope, and he's been a vegetarian his entire adult life. No alcohol. No alcohol either, Kate.
Wow.
I mean, he's the opposite of what my advice to people is. My advice is find what you like and let it kill you.
I'm right there.
And I also say that my other advice is that Jesus loves you may be very comforting words unless you hear them in a Mexican prison.
I love it. Kinky Friedman, we're going to tell you how you can go to his party, his new CD, The Loneliest Man I Ever Met. Rave reviews from all kinds of people, including Kinky himself, which is always a good thing. Kinky, thanks so much.
We ought to quickly mention the show. The show is Thursday
night. Yeah, Thursday.
You mentioned that with BJ Thomas and Ruth Buzzy. And Kinky Friedman. That's the three of us. So.
Yep, absolutely. It's from 7 to 10 o'clock, and it's in Fort Worth at the River Ranch Stockyards. You can get tickets, and it's great that here's what's great, too. It benefits the Metroport Meals on Wheels and Utopia Animal Rescue, too.
Yep.
Correct?
That's it, baby.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. We'll be there. We'll see you. Thanks, Kinky.
Okay, thank you very much. May the God of your choice bless you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Okay, darling.
Bye bye.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and long. For a life of sin.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Happened on my watch, the innocent loss of the life of a young man, and a systematic breakdown of a system that was supposed to safeguard the protection of life.
Lots of protests in Chicago. In fact, Michigan Avenue, parts of it, chunks of it closed down. You wouldn't even be able to get through. And this goes back to the shooting that we've been talking about really for the past week and a half. It happened last year, but now the video came out. And once the video came out, despite the fact that the cop is charged with murder, the protests have just swelled over mostly the fact that there wasn't any video, that the video was not disclosed for over an entire year, and this has led to some serious problems, certainly for Rahm Emanuel with these Chicago protests. You have to wonder, there already is a big call for his head, for, in other words, for him to step away. That's not going to happen, but he got pretty choked up. That's who you heard there, the mayor of Chicago, Emanuel. You remember him from his White House days, tight with Obama. And they're hearing none of it, the people that are protesting. And we're not talking about a little band of folks. We're talking about pretty big, significant hundreds swelling into Michigan Avenue who are saying it's just not right and this mayor needs to go. So he says he's sorry for police problems, but the sorry is not, it's just not resonating with the city in a different way, because it is a tad different. They've been peaceful marches, but thick with people and blocking streets. But it reminds me of Ferguson when there was a little bit of a groundswell and then it got bigger. So heavy criticism being fired at Emanuel for the way he's handled this police shooting that resulted in the death of the black of a black teenager. And he was pretty emotional at the city council. He's pretty choked up. He said, "I'm sorry," and promised complete and total reform of the system. And, you know, at the city council, there were people applauding, but protesters filled the streets and said the city's actions don't go far enough. And you can't take it back. You think about this. Chicago is the third largest city, our nation's third largest city. You don't want Chicago exploding. We've seen that before. It's been a while, but we've seen that before. I mean, this is exactly about 2 weeks since we saw the video of the cop, Jason Van Dyke, shooting 17-year-old Laquan McDonald 16 times. This is the problem with that, the 16 times unloaded. And, of course, Van Dyke is a white cop. He's charged with first-degree murder. The protesters were screaming, 16 shots and a cover-up. That was kind of in unison. So the Justice Department said it's going to launch a civil rights investigation into the police department. They're going to look at the use of force, among other issues. Also, a federal judge is saying he's going to rule by the middle of January on whether to release video in the shooting death of another black teenager. Because the mother of Cedric Chapman, who was 17, too, sued the city over his death 2 years ago. But the city's opposed the release of the video in that case. Oh, my. If this video gets released in the beginning of January, whew, I say all bets are off. I'm not saying there's going to be violent protests, but I think you will absolutely see a serious push to have Rahm Emanuel resign, be booted as mayor for what's gone down in that city. He's going to be tough. It doesn't matter if he's tight with Obama. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. Because remember, you had the school strike, you had the teacher strike. This was a year ago, and now dealing with a completely different subject, but then dealing with the videos not being released, and then this video would be from 2 years ago. I think it's going to be real tough for him. It may be a situation where he just has to resign. I guarantee they're trying very hard, the city, to keep the clamps on the video. But it's sort of like the cat's out of the bag, because if people know it's there, if they know that that tape exists, they want to see it. Then you have Freedom of Information Act and all sorts of ways the media will be able to try to get this released. So this is not a layup. This is not, hey, we're not showing it. We haven't showed it. This was one we're just going to really keep fighting for it not to be released, because it's out there that, yeah, there's more video. There's video of another shooting, and I want to see that. So that's going to be tough. Very, very tough for Rahm Emanuel. I mean, at some point, too, here's the thing. When you're the mayor of the city, aren't you supposed to be really tight with the cops? Aren't you supposed to be really tight with the commissioner, where you meet and say, listen, we got a problem here. We have this video. Here's what happened with the cop, Van Dyke. Here's what happened with the other officers who were actually telling him not to reload, by the way. And here, clearly, this shows what happened. And he had a little nothing knife in his pocket, and he was trashed out of his mind, but that's it. And the problem is, they get the calls that there's vandalism, and people are throwing rocks and robbing, and boom, the police show up, and that all unfolds. But it wasn't one shot, it wasn't two, it wasn't three, it was 16 shots. And this guy had been on the force for a while, which is why they did a thorough investigation. You can't fault them for that. It would take some time for that investigation. But once you know you have that video, and then you start to put the timeline out, and when you know what direction you're going to go in, boy, you got to jump to that sooner. Now, I'm not the person investigating, and I've, in my lifetime, talked to a plenty of police investigators. Plenty. Who sometimes are hired independently, depending on what the case is. If it's just the initial department outside of the department. And it does not take a quick overnight. You're not processing a crime scene. You're going through everything at that scene. Because you know how difficult it is, and especially when you have cops involved. And you had a call for help, and you had robberies and problems unfolding there. But the justification for the 16, wow. And to have that on video is so damaging for the city. But it happened. And this is why video is good. Because on the other side of it, when cops are accused of things they don't do, then you've got video to prove it. So video doesn't discriminate. It shows what happens, period, on all sides of any kind of an altercation. And clearly, it showed that. Clearly, we saw that. There's no denying it. So they got a problem there in Chicago. The mayor might be sorry for the problems. He might be emotional, choked up about it. But it goes back to the same thing. We want accountability. And if I'm in Chicago, you got to have that accountability. And it doesn't show much accountability when it takes that long to come up with, okay, we're charging them. I get that it would take time. You know you have a video. Boom, you have to discuss that. You have to pump that out sooner. You can't sit on it only for a short while because we don't live in that kind of world anymore. We live in the 140-character world where one leak, one slip, any of it, it's out. And then we know when the shooting was. So there is no denying that it was a year ago. It's in the books. It's a crime scene. Somebody died. And really, essentially, a 17-year-old was shot 16 times and killed. And where do you come up with the justification? Which is why he's charged. And that's why they processed it the way they did. But pretty tough to defend. And that's the position Rahm Emanuel's in. So I'm saying this other video comes out, he's not lasting. He is gone in January. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this show, America Tonight. Any thoughts?
Well, I won't.
Share them, americatonight.net.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stay.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? And you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.